Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some emails have been found, very incriminating emails, involving Mark Meadows, chief of staff to Donald Trump at the end. Mark Meadows was a right-wing congressman from North Carolina, very right-wing, brought in as Trump's chief of staff at the very end. And these emails that were discovered were from the end of December, right after Christmas, through the first week of January. And they were directed to Jeffrey Rosen. You may remember him. He was the acting attorney general after Barr took a dive and took off. Barr, slippery, crooked Barr, William Barr, saw the handwriting on the wall. He knew that Trump was going to try to get him to overturn the election legally. Wouldn't be legally, be illegally. And it wouldn't work. And then all of them would look very bad. And so he took off. And he left Jeffrey Rosen, who turned out to have more spine than crooked William Barr, as acting attorney general. He was not confirmed by the Senate, obviously, because Biden had won the election and won his own attorney general. So he was acting. He was acting for the last couple of weeks till January 20th, when Joe Biden was going to be sworn in. These five emails. Mark Meadows pressing Jeffrey Rosen to overturn the election. And you know his theory? Yeah, I'd never heard this before. This is nuttier than a fruitcake. His theory was that they were spreading a rumor, QAnon type rumor, that the country of Italy, Italy had used satellites with a special technology to switch Trump votes into Biden votes. Italy. Now look, Italy is a strong ally of ours. It's probably one of the top tourist destinations from the United States and Europe, along with France. Meadows wanted Rosen, Jeffrey Rosen, to set up a meeting with the FBI to investigate this, to publicize this and use it as a basis of overturning the election. Now, you know, my patience is wearing thin. I'm chuckling, but I'm not chuckling that hard. Is there any nutty theory, that they discount? Is there any hint of rationality in the Republican Party? This is Mark Meadows. He was a former congressman. He was the chief of staff to the then president of the United States, albeit only for another 3 weeks. And he's pressuring the attorney general, the acting attorney general, to open up an investigation and involve the FBI to say that Italy had used satellites from space to switch Trump votes. Reminds me of Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that people had used lasers from outer space to start the fires in California. You know, when you get nutty, when you go to full frontal kookdom, you lose all the respect of anybody with, you know, in his right mind, but they already have lost the respect of everybody in his right mind. The question is, how much poison can the Trump cult absorb? And this is pretty shocking. These five emails just came out. I have no idea why they just came out. Leads me to believe there's a lot of other bones buried somewhere that are waiting discovery. But the degree of attempted collaboration among various units of government controlled by Trump or thought he controlled them is really remarkable. Fortunately, Jeffrey Rosen stood tall. He's a good man. Jeffrey Rosen stood tall on this one. And the FBI wasn't involved. And if they had been, I think they would have stood tall. But how in God's name did Mark Meadows, as bad as he is, as right-wing as he is, lose all sense of his duty to the United States and do this? I do not know, but that happened, and it's just come out. Another welcome development, Facebook has extended its ban on Trump until 2023. Basically, another 2 years, almost 2 years. And then the standard, the committee that decides who gets thrown off Facebook, this is terrific. The question they pose is, quote, whether the risk to the public safety has receded. That is the standard by which they will judge readmitting Trump to Facebook. Quote, whether the risk to the public safety has receded. Now, how many presidents do you have to say that about in the United States? I mean, you'd have to say that in Belarus. You'd have to say it in Russia. You know, I mean, you'd have to say it in Saudi Arabia. You'd have to say it in parts of Africa and parts of South America. But in the United States or Europe, the commander-in-chief, the president at one time for 4 years, they have to reassess, quote, whether the risk to public safety has receded. Come on. Well, there was a risk to public safety. He's the one that pumped up January 6th, the insurrection. He was the one who architected it. He's the one that sent out the save the date notices through his agents on Facebook and elsewhere. Show up. They all showed up. They all showed up. He's the one that said, let's go up to the Capitol. I'll go with you. You're not going to take your country back by weakness. Giuliani said trial by combat. What do you think combat means? Giuliani's never been in combat. But what do you think that means? And Don Trump Jr. was even more explicit. So people went up. Some of them were predetermined. Some of them went there and plotted it. There was evidence that some of them were marching in military formations and they'd had prior arrangements of what they were going to do. But a lot of them were just people who showed up and believed Trump when he said that the election was rigged and they're going to take it back. They get caught up when they get there. They will hang Mike Pence, hang the president, the vice president of the United States. For what? Because he accepted certifications that he was required by law to accept from 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state, most of them Republicans. But, oh, Nancy, they were going to beat her to death. If they had caught any of them, Eric Swalwell, if they'd caught Adam Schiff, if they caught Mitt Romney, they would have killed him. They would have hanged Mike Pence. There were gallows there on the grounds. And Trump laughed and lied about it. And Facebook finally showed some guts and threw him off, which has really cut into his ability to foment violence. And they will reevaluate it in 2023. And their standard, which is always their standard, but usually you don't say this about the president of the United States, a former president. The standard is whether the risk to the public safety has receded. That means that through the 2022 election, Trump will try to make trouble. He'll go to various rallies. Hopefully, a lot of the networks aren't going to cover them live. If he says something atrocious, okay, you know, do a clip or just report it. But don't give him oxygen. Don't give oxygen to a fire that an arsonist sets. Cut off the oxygen to the arsonist fire. That's very simple. This will keep him sidelined through 2022. But 2023, if he thinks he's running for re-election, and remember, a lot of that's going to depend on the prosecution in Manhattan by Cyrus Vance and his successor and the indictments on financial fraud, which I believe will be forthcoming, and I believe will be forthcoming by the fall. He's going to want a lot of oxygen for his fire. He's going to want a lot of oxygen, and Facebook gives it to him. Facebook gives it to him. So what I'm hoping is they'll look at it and they'll say, the risk to public safety has not receded. It's gotten worse. Cut him off. Cut him off. Because this is the guy that said things in the past like Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. Said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. Said they should march on the Capitol and take back their government. And they're not going to do it by weakness. And he always pussyfoots around and says, well, I was speaking obliquely. I was speaking metaphorically. Well, I'm tired of adverbs. I'm tired of L-Y's, okay? That's what he said. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.